Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Dumoble po ang paglobo ng bilang ng mga Australianong may allergy sa nakalipas na halos 20 taon ayon po sa isang bagong ulat na sumuri sa gastusing pinansyal at personal na epekto ng kondisyon. Lumaki din po ang pangangailangan sa mga serbisyo at nagbabala ang mga eksperto na hindi lamang kalusugan ang naepektuhan ng allergy kundi pati na rin ang kabuuang pamumuhay ng mga pasyente. Narito po ang ulat ni Edwina Guinan na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Nabubuhay sa matinding takot si Beg Gillespie, isang social worker mula ACT at ina ng kambal na sina Abigail at Eloise na ipinanganak noong 2022. Taong 2023, nakaranas ang kanyang anak na si Abigail ng matinding anaphylaxis matapos makakain ng itlog sa isang restaurant sa unang interstate holiday ng kanyang pamilya.
And since then, it's kind of impacted every part of our daily life. One bit of the wrong food, one mistake, and your child's life can be at risk within minutes. So as a parent, you really do kind of carry that fear everywhere that you go.
Nakaranas din ng reaksyon sa pagkain ng kapatid niya na si Eloise, habang si Abigail ay posibleng allergic din sa shellfish at cashews matapos makaranas muli ng ikalawang anaphylactic reaction. Ayon kay Ginang Gillespie, ang pag-aasikaso sa allergy ng kanyang anak ay naging mabigat at mahirap na pasanin para sa kanya.
It's pretty busy. I mean, it impacts your day-to-day life. You have to read every single label. You have to ask all the questions. You've got to remember to carry adrenaline everywhere that you go. Even the simple things like going out for dinner, birthday parties, traveling, it takes a lot of careful and considered planning. I've even been quite anxious with them going to childcare and even leaving them with family, because we have to rely a lot on others being educated and prepared as well.
Batay sa bagong ulat ng Deloitte Access Economics, halos isa sa bawat tatlong Australiano ang may allergy. Mula 4.1 million noong 2007, tumaas ito sa 8.2 million. Ayon kay Professor Kirsten Perrett, Director ng National Allergy Center of Excellence at pediatrician sa Murdoch Children's Research Institute, may iba-ibang dahilan kaya ito tumataas.
So we know that our genes and our genetic makeup are a factor, but it's the environment that has changed so significantly. So we've got pollen changes, we've got pollution changes, we've got lots of irritants and chemicals in the environment. But I think what we're also seeing is that modern lifestyle, so the sanitization, the use of antibiotics, and we really are changing how we live in the modern world. And that's what we've seen as a result is the rapid rise in allergic disease over the last 30 to 40 years.
Sa research ng National Allergy Center of Excellence sa mahigit 17,000 households, lumabas na pinakamataas ang kaso ng allergy sa ACT. Tinatayang 24% ng mga Australians ang may hay fever, 7% ang may food allergy, at 5% naman ang may allergy sa gamot.
Australia is known as the allergy capital of the world, and that is no title that any country would like to hold, but that's been particularly based on food allergy rates, where we do have the highest rates of food allergy in childhood anywhere globally, and that prevalence is about 10% of all infants have food allergy in Australia.
Lumabas din sa ulat na ang gastos sa allergy management ay hindi bababa sa $2,400 kada taon o kada tao o 8.9 billion sa kabuuan ng bansa. Kapag isinama ang epekto sa kalidad ng buhay, tinatayang aabot ito sa $44 billion. Ayon kay Maria Sade, Director ng National Allergy Council at CEO ng Allergy and Anaphylaxis Australia, hindi nakakagulat ang mga natuklasan ng ulat dahil wala anyang kapantay na taas ng pangailangan para sa mga serbisyong may kaugnayan sa allergy.
The demands for our services, the need for more information, the challenges that people have, It's an increase in hospitalizations, an increase in reactions, an increase in people trying to manage allergic rhinitis, people with insect allergy and so forth. The number of people reaching out and the demand for improved care and access to care is very real.
Para kay Beck, naging mahirap ang intindihin ang healthcare system at paghahanap ng suporta. Sinabi din niya na dismaya siya sa kawalan ng sapat na gabay mula sa mga ospital, GP at mga pediatrician noong una.
The allergic reactions weren't really taken as seriously as I hoped from the beginning. And we've only kind of just this year, when they're 3 years old, looking into the further allergy challenges and seeing a specialist, an allergy specialist, immunologist and things like that. But there are so very few specialists in Canberra. So the wait lists are long and it is quite expensive as well.
Ayon sa mga advocacy group, pinatunayan ng pinakahuling ulat ang pangangailangan ng mas malaking pondo para sa pananaliksik at mga serbisyo upang gamutin at mapigilan ang pagtuloy na pagdami ng kaso ng allergy sa Australia.
Well, allergic disease has not been given the attention that it deserves, and this report shows that allergic disease is a hugely significant problem for Australians, affecting 1 in 3 Australians. That's almost every household, and I think that this report shows that more attention is required and certainly sustained investment in the National Allergy Council and the National Allergy Centre of Excellence to help prevent allergies, help improve the safety of those with allergic disease, to accelerate research and deliver better care. That's what we really need.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Edwina Guinan para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika ni Claudette Centeno Calixto para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.